que está vendo, Alfa, é o Ranger Preto.
Hey, this is Bentley Jones, and you're listening to Archangel UK here on Radio Redux.
Access Music.
Radio Redux.
Are you ready?
Hello! And welcome to a brand new episode of Radio Redux, live from a bedroom in a flat in England somewhere. I'm your host, Archange UK. Hello, how do you do? Sitting on the bed behind me, cross-legged, and drawing on a piece of paper, is Echo Hawk. Say hello from a moderate distance, Echo.
They can still hear me, trust me. It's not going to be a question of them hearing me. It never is. I could try to be quiet, and they'd still hear me.
Indeed. It's us. It's us for 2 whole hours, which
is... I'm using you as kind of a sound barrier.
You're using me as a sound barrier.
Yes.
Not content with using me as a windbreak on occasions, you're now using me as a sound barrier, which is essentially the same thing, but for a different multitude of purposes. Anyway, so we're here for 2 hours, as I was saying, on this fantastic 24 hours of...
DJs.
Hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the... Wait, we're the DJs. No! Praise the DJs. Reality killed the Spawn writer. I don't know. Anyway, hello to everyone also who's listening in, who is all over the place, all over the world. We've got people listening in. And we've also got some people in the IRC. Hello, IRC! All of you using the wonders of internet relay chat. I'll get this, of course, being the 24-hour celebration, crikey, we've got loads.
That should be fun.
This is going to be fantastically fun.
So
I'm going to take a deep breath, I think. Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I choked to death on oxygen. The irony. Right. We have underscore Spondy, Zero Ninja, Wide, Voltic Wind, Vicky TS, Tiki, Teleku, STK, Sonic, Mark, Sonic AD, SJ, SSF, Shadow Chan, Jedzor, SF04, Ringtail Fox, Ray Dante, Pro Lager, Pico, Pico, Neyman, Miss McCookies, Miles Prower, Meldrum N64, Little Lee here, again. Light Bright, Kitaway, Kiddo, Jedi Dude, Gerbilsoft, Foxboy Mick, Flamestream, Daisuku, Break Targers, Aw, Tails, I Love Men, apparently, Ben, D'Artagnan, Darkspeeze, Blueblur 95, The Whoop Whoop, something, Vija, who is finished cooking, just as I come to his name, that's awesome timing. Erfart, T-Bird, Iceman, P24, Hawks, Diggy Roo, AUK is on SSR, whoever he is, he doesn't rhyme, MK, Jay Zeech, Blitzchrist, Birdie, Biafra, Joshua, Dreadnax, Rawls, and Chanbot, bringing you your Chan in a bot form since 1997. Anyway, so of all the people we've got, I hope you're listening and having fun today, listening to all the shows so far.
Hopefully still awake.
Hope you're still awake, yeah. We've had some early bird shows, among those were Vija and Erfarts from
the
UK.
If we'd got stuck in the early bird ones, I would have been asleep for those, I'm sorry.
I did suggest that the B show do record if there was a gap, but our B show recorded a show, but it wasn't possible, unfortunately. Jay Z says, "Can Kev get a whoop whoop?" Whoop whoop.
Pretty much.
It's there. It was somebody called Whoop the Whoop Whoop. I can't see who they are. Hang on, who is?
I found my eraser. I'm going to do the sketch.
All right. It's the Whoop Whoop DJ! Whoop Whoop DJ! Whoop Whoop DJ! He's not here, he's not even listening, he's watching a television program, the show remained nameless, that I won't say, in case everyone buggers off and watches it. unfortunately.
I'm guessing it's something that can be caught on BBC iPlayer at
later. Mm, presumably.
Sweet.
I've started off some sort of whoop-whoop craze now in the IRC. This is quite impressive.
You always start crazes.
Everyone's doing whoop-whoops, and their dark speed has left.
Well, what does that say about you?
I don't know, but if apparently the phrase whoop whoop banishes Australians is interesting. We should try this next time we play them at some kind of sport, just start yelling whoop whoop at the pitch as loud as we can.
Try and thwart them with the whoop
whoop. Thwart them. I will, yes, I'll see your hat trick of wickets and go whoop whoop! Yeah, that's what we do.
Anything to win. Yeah,
exactly.
Shit thing.
He set up for a ruck. Oh, how am I going to get out of this? Whoop, whoop! There we go. Everyone's disappeared.
Anyway.
At the beginning of the show, you had... because we always have something kind of bizarre at the band at the beginning of the show. And that was White Ranger Tiger Power from Parents in Portuguese. Okay, it's enough whooping, I think, in the IRC. Come on, people.
You're making the Aussies feel
come on. New Zealanders are going, if they figure out what they do today to get rid of us, we're in trouble. On the plus side, actually, they're probably building a massive speaker, a massive megaphone, point at Australia, and just go, try to get rid of everyone in Australia in one go. So they can invade. Oh yes, we know the Kiwis' secret plan. After that, of course, we had from True Blue the Open Your Heart Crush 40 versus Bentley Jones remix.
How is Bentley Jones a part of that? I want to know.
It was originally a remix that Remix Factory did.
Uh-huh.
And then just never saw the light of day for about 3 or 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was got sort of going,
where is it? Yeah.
Ray Dante says, someone find what phrase gets rid of them. I think it's the equivalent of saying your name backwards. So if your name is Mixis Piddalik, whatever his name is, if you say his name backwards. So it's whatever New Zealand is spelt backwards, is what I would say.
New Zealand spelled backwards.
Nimain says that ISC used whoop whoop against Australia, it's super effective.
Oh dear.
So that was when it appeared on True Blue at last, but we were waiting for it for ages.
As opposed to Blue Blur, who's in her own world right now.
Dear. What? Anyway. Alright, so we're here. We've got a few things came out today. I think a few of the guys have been doing special awards and dishing out special awards throughout the shows. Earthmart's given me a couple of phrases. I'll move the microphone slightly so you can better hear me. Yeah? Has been able to... so he's given me a couple of them. And I'm going to be running a special version of the Sonic Rex Awards, which used to run about a month or two before the Sonic Sight Awards, but were completely ridiculous and for the most part, and were much less serious. I think our biggest claim to fame was really annoying SonicAnime.net, because we were going to have a joke called the SWO Big Boot Award, if I remember rightly, and it was basically who needs a big kick up the arse for doing. Was it that? Or
I think it was very similar to that.
Because
of lack of updates.
I was saying, yeah, that was the lack of updates one, and there was one that was go away one, and unfortunately. Sonic Anime got nominated and then got really upset. Everyone was angry, especially at me, because because, oh, you know, it's really terrible and everything, and, you know, very unsporting, and you're a disgrace to everything, and yeah. To which my response to them was, one of your own members nominated you, it's not my fault if you're then doing very well. But yes, as to answer SDK's question, I think Sonic Anime are sort of dead. They've become the new Sonic Kingdom, which I'm not sure if it's related to the previous Sonic Kingdom, or if it's just one of these names that seems to have sort of been passed around a bit. But they've not updated since July, I believe, so... Who knows? Although they're on Twitter, bizarrely. So somebody's on Twitter from there, and then... Anyway... But they are around still. Anyway, so we'll be having those as well for update. As well as the usual questions, me and Echo will be answering your questions. We are also going to be doing the little...
What?
Huh.
You just cut off, what?
Yeah, sorry, random noises coming from the speaker. Stop. Stop.
The speaker's not doing anything. You're high.
I am not. The speaker's making a buzzy noise.
I had a paranoia about it breaking the other day. It just turns out my brother was bothering me on Facebook.
So just blame your brother for everything. That'd be good.
Jeez.
So get your questions in, and me and Echo will answer them to the best of our abilities. Another one. What's going on?
That's not from the speaker, that's the phone.
Will you stop?
See, now he's ringing the phone.
Yes,
you don't
I'm
want it
not
to
ringing the phone, I'm trying to get rid of
if
things.
If you don't want it to beep, just set it aside, not on the stand. Because I have no idea why it does that, but it's just...
There we go.
Just set it aside, not on the stand.
Hey, hey, hey. Right.
Not on the stand.
Not on the stand, yeah. Right, hang on. I'll throw his phone at you. There we go. So, we're gonna have some music now, and there was something from Sonic Adventure that I really wanted to play. I can't for life remember the track name now. Let's see. Was there anything you particularly wanted to listen to, Echo?
I don't know why, but I was in the mood for SA2B Shadow Theme, which hasn't been like heard in forever and a day.
Oh, right, Throw It All the Way.
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll chuck on Throw It All the Way, and afterwards we'll go into the track which I wanted to play but can't find for the life of me at the moment. So we'll be back, back with the first awards and some more chat and natterage, and probably some questions as well. We hopefully have got a lot of questions still in the Sonic Rex message board.
I'm guessing I don't have to draw today.
Well, I was going to save that for a bit later.
Okay.
Because you've got ages.
Okay.
Anyway, here is Throw It All Away.
You live an endless life forever. All the enjoyment, the doozies and the dusk. Throw it all away. You see a light wherever you go. You have to face it again and again. Again.
And we're back. Hello.
Nice.
What are we talking about? Of course we are. We're here. We're doing stuff. Yeah. Actually, welcome back to the Where the Hell's It Gone hour. because Echo just came up with something that I couldn't think of an answer to, which is...
The Chaos Emerald we own.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but I do actually own
it. The Chaos Emerald that was on in the merchandise cabinet SOS09. We've actually got no idea where it is.
I'm suspiciously sure it's in one of these boxes.
It's in a box.
It's always a box.
I blame Sonic.
If he took it again, I'm going to be living.
He's an asshole. What do you expect?
He just doesn't care, man. And you know he's just going to lose it.
They're there. It's okay, sweetheart. Don't cry. Don't cry. I know he's a nasty hedgehog, but you know.
Shadow can't find him, so it's the damn fourth Chaos Emerald.
So it probably is the fourth Chaos Emerald, actually. That would make a lot of sense. We could have just answered that for Shadow. You know, like, where is that damn fourth Chaos Emerald? It's in a box! Cool. Which one? I don't know. Something.
Prototype
John. Sonic Mark says, what colour was it? And it was the
dark blue. And that's coming apart anyway.
Pika Pika says the Rouge cosplayer took the emerald.
Oh, Christ. I'll be pissed.
It would make sense if it was that.
Bear it in the box.
Logic Grin says, I think I absorbed the Chaos Emerald, so much madness.
See, now they're all claiming to have taken it, so they're all liars. The thieves wouldn't actually tell that they took it. That's just... defeats the purpose of taking it.
Except if... Yeah. I suppose.
The comic.
Yeah, the comic, the massive comic that still needs finishing. So one of these things is going to end up with me, isn't it? Yeah, it's probably in the second box.
What's this? They got a pad of paper in it?
The T-Bird's playing a saxophone melody to Mockus.
He can play the saxophone too? And I seriously, as a kid, like, I tried to blow into his saxophone and nothing came out. It was awesome.
You didn't do the Homer Simpson saxophone thing, did you?
No, I didn't. I just went... just nothing came out. It was great.
Well, that's your problem, because you got a sense when you went into it. So you shouldn't really be surprised that something like that ends up.
The clarinet was...
Well, Sonic actually found the clear one.
Well, there's a bunch of them that have been found.
Hmm.
What?
It's not in there yet.
I already checked.
All right.
My giant shadow plush.
I also get your giant shadow plush. I could use it as some sort of puppet, but you know.
You would seriously violate my plushie just for your amusement? Where would you stick your head? Exactly.
Around his neck and squeeze! No.
How lovely. Okay.
No, it's not in there. I can guarantee you it's not in there. No, it's not in the shoebox with the shoes in it, no. Alright. Did we check behind the fridge? No. Right down just guess what's inside the jar of dirt.
Found this in the ground.
I got a jar of dirt.
Hey, we have Wii games in here, by the way.
I know. Have we got a Chaos Emerald, though?
I'm working on it. Oh, we have Black Knight. I could play Black Knight. Oh my god. That'd be awesome.
Ah, so... I request the DJ play a jar of dirt. No, because I don't want it.
I can't see it well. I'm
gonna
have to move this stuff.
Anyway.
I think these are...
It is time for the first award!
Yeah, you do your thing. Were we, like, gonna keep these in here? Because I'm not wanting to disturb them too much if that's the case, like Sonic.
If you just put those to the side.
Yeah.
And the first award, the first is the Sega Sonic Radio Use of Music in a Computer Game Award 2009. You have to make your own sort of fanfare for that. Etc. Well, two things, someone's whipped it now.
Whipped it? I doubt they would. Why would somebody take it? It's not an official piece of merchandise in any sense of the word. Unless it is a real one and it decided to bugger off like they properly do. I don't know. It's probably around or something. Don't distract me! Do your...
One more thing we do have, though, is we do have a drum roll. So the winner is... Echo being noisy while I was trying to do a radio show. We actually have a tie. The tie for original music in a computer game is a tie between Rock Band Beatles, Guitar Hero on Tour Modern Hits, Guitar Hero Van Halen, Guitar Hero Smash Hits, DJ Hero, Band Hero, Guitar Hero Metallica, Guitar Hero 5 and Lego Rock Band. Congratulations to all those winners. You have successfully shown what fantastic original music in a computer game can do.
Yeah, it's not in the box.
It's not in the box?
No.
Well, I've no idea where it is then.
Alright, we'll look for it later.
Swap wiring?
I've had worse. That thing has buggered off on a number of occasions, so it wouldn't surprise me. Although your Sonic is officially loose. He's officially come off. We knew he was coming off. You didn't send it to the Channel 4 guys.
No, I didn't send it to Channel 5 at all, no.
Or 5, whoever. They're not...
They would have leaked it.
They would have. No, that's probably...
My precious.
Oh, my arse. Okay, I'm down. Excuse me again. Anyway.
Question time.
Questions? I didn't know there was going to be questions.
You really should have done.
What?
There's questions every week.
Really? Dude.
I know, man. Okay. Questions, answers, and questions, and Q&A. Okay. What's up with you?
What
was the hissing?
You always...
Yes! It's because it works like that.
Where's mine?
Quiet, Beaker.
Where's my name?
Where's your name?
Yes.
Where are you at the moment?
On the floor.
Sitting on the floor.
Taking my breath because I'm slightly lightheaded from ducking in and out of a box. Looking for my lost Chaos Emeralds. That should be a song. And I know Adam will write.
Looking in the box. Looking in the box for a Chaos Emerald.
I lost my poor emerald. Oh, woe is me. Something. Yes, I just made Chaos Emerald out of meatball.
Did you eat it?
I'm fairly certain of that.
Really gonna annoy me that now.
Yeah, we'll look for it after the show. We've got 2 hours, well, now less than 2 hours to amuse people and entertain them and either give them a music break or the questions answered that they have waited so long.
Right.
2 years.
Marcus Gakan says, wish design for Robotnik / Eggman. Do you prefer Saturn, ASOSTH, classic, or current? Do you say, okay? Who's your favourite incarnation, design-wise, of the Doctor?
See, when you say current, what does that current state?
Current being the current design.
Like...
That, well,
When
we're talking about classic, we're talking about the old school
black,
red and yellow. We're talking about adventure years
adventure
design
years.
That's continued onwards, presumably.
Yeah, until Sonic the
Hedgehog. Satam's obviously the big grotesque. No, Satam's the big grotesque one who's trying to kill everyone.
Oh, did he have like the cone head thing going? A little bit.
Somewhat. ASOSTH is the Robotnik.
Yeah, that's that one. No, I'd probably have...
You wretched rapscallion echo!
It sounds so silly, but it's probably just going to be the Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 ones, which is... Yay, and the Lakes
Lake. Lakes and the Magpies nicked your emerald. That would actually think that would make sense.
The little bastards! No wonder they're not coming around. Sob. Hold on, I need to come back. I need to take care of something.
Joy. Alright. Thank you for giving me your answer before you left, by the way. That's very kind of you. Ah, sigh. What do you say in the IRC? I'm interested now. What do you say in the IRC? Who is the best design of the Doctor? Let me know, oh chat room people. Does anybody like classic Eggman? Interesting. The main says Saturn robot equals legend. Pinky Pig says whoop whoop. And very dandy offers you tea, but not something to eat. What cheapskate. You're back. Awesome. Right, what's your favourite design of Robotnik?
I already said that.
Did you? What was it?
I said the
SA. You asked me if that was a particular one.
Yeah, maybe.
So is it...
That's what I said, though. That's what I said.
So Adventures like the Hedgehog.
Yeah, just the kind of...
Robotnik one you want, yes.
No, but when he's just manhandling Chow, I'm sorry, but that's just...
Manhandling Chow?
Have you ever seen him in Sonic Adventure 2 Battle and had him pick up and hug a Chow?
Yes. Well, that wasn't Adventures like the Hedgehog, was it?
No, I didn't say that. I was asking about those, yes. I was asking about the difference, and I was trying to figure them out, which I still won't get the two separate for the life of me.
I'm gonna say I don't know actually.
See, you didn't really think of them that way, did you? Don't think fondly of your.
Well, it's a bit difficult because each of the variations in the design fitted that particular personality. Although, to be honest, I never thought that the classic design was much good.
That was kind of where Eggman started to.
I think that's me, you know.
Well, if you didn't like the classic, you didn't like the classic. I kind of like the very, very classic one, like the very first design, but it came in a close second in my mind. Well, it certainly wasn't the,
I think some of these people have been listening in too long and they've got sleep deprivation.
Do they really?
Yeah. I don't think anyone... I think there's certain... There's certain people who don't know where they are.
That's gonna happen. They're called stoned, honey.
What is it with you and stoned tonight?
I'm
always
stoned. Everybody's stoned.
High stoned. What is it? Are drug references your theme of the week?
Yes.
Yes.
I guess.
Is that why there's now some sort of bear on the bed?
It's staring at
me. Yes, it's staring at me. How nice of it. Go away.
And then he falls to the floor. He's going to cry.
Watch as I punch a teddy bear in the face. There we go.
That's awful. He's going
to... Oh, damn it. I tried to get him... I tried to
You fail, and you missed, and you fail some more. Give me back my eraser. See, you suck, and you fail some more, and now you're just an idiot, because now you threw my eraser across the room, and nobody manhandles my erasers. Alright, if you throw the phone, that's just going to be dumb after a while. Stop throwing things, throwing fetish thingy. What? Get on with it! Good lord.
Oh, dear. So, version 2.
What?
Have either of you beaten Sonic Unleashed yet, so did you notice what was in the Doctor's Eggmobile before the final battle?
You do, I haven't.
I did with some assistance.
Assistance?
Yeah.
Oh, you better be.
No, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. For some reason, I got to this one, the second part.
Who helped you?
Josh did. Earthfire did. No, seriously, it just wouldn't work. I just couldn't do it. It just didn't seem to do anything. Uh-huh. Took Josh about, you know, 3 or 4 goes, and he'd done it several times before, so... Hmm. I realised what was going on there. I blame the fact that I was using the, early code. Earlier code. That's my excuse.
Oh, so you're telling them you have a slightly earlier version than what was released to the mass public.
The disc that I have isn't a retail disc. It's a sort of padded on to make sure that it gets passed disc to Microsoft, but it's not actually a retail disc. DC says.
DC.
I forgot where your radio show lives. It lives on the radio.
It's kind of... Yeah. We should just tell him, dude, it's every Sunday at about yay time and yay big. They're a break thingy. I think they're already tired after the first question. Second question.
I'm tired after the first question. I'm very tired.
I've already slept, so I'm good and bright and perky. You lie down, I'll do the rest of the show.
And question 3, MegasCarCam says, how long do you have for all of AEK's forces to take over completely in rebellion?
Say that again?
How long do you have for all of AEK's forces to take over completely in rebellion? Of their master.
What?
Of me. I think it's saying how long before the various voices that can be done by me take over to the point where there is no AUK left, there's just random voices.
I thought we lost you a long time ago, honey. Exactly. It was just a matter of time.
It's a me, Ventos.
No, it's not.
Live via satellite.
And whatever else there means he's got going.
It's me, a Chawa. Hmm. Well, you might as well do, aren't you going to do your drawy thing?
Don't touch the eraser! Nobody touches my eraser. These things get lost so easily.
Nobody is her problem?
What is your problem, coming from Chawa, who's suddenly taken over my husband and will not be sleeping in the same bed with me tonight?
Most of the pity. I don't know. I'll give it 2 weeks.
It's bound to happen.
It's when I start using Jet!
It's really bad. It's just when you do that, then you know you're in.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah. When I start using Jet by choice, that's when it goes wrong. Welcome to the Sonic Radio 24-hour marathon.
You're just tuning in.
Next stop!
And now the irony, you can't do Sonic. The one character you really just can't do. And you've done.
Does the DJ have Robotnik's Tea Party dance mix?
Yeah, no, the dance mix, I don't think.
Not the dance mix. Everyone's getting upset. Why? Obsessed, rather, with.
What?
Of it. We must all request it. Well, no, you request it the first time, I don't have it, so.
It's not going
to
do you.
You can keep requesting. You request it to, you know, everything, and.
They're trying to do mob rules, so.
F. Earthart says, we'll go breaking up these questions for the time being. Question for Echo: how much do you love / praise the Stig?
You mean the Stig that's in our house, or the Stig in general?
That's a very good question, there, Paul. Do you mean the Stig in general, or the Stig that's in our house?
Because we have a portion of Stigness in our house.
We've got to rephrase that.
We have a portion of.
We have a portion of Stigness. We have the dead Stig's arm in a cabinet. Apparently, if you touch it, it'll give you a wish.
And then it'll shrink one of its fingers.
Yeah, one of its fingers will close.
And once it makes a fist, it punches you in the face and kills you.
Yeah. It will rip off your heart.
And your Stigness.
I don't know.
No idea.
Do people who don't like Top Gear suffer from stigma?
Which one did he say?
Let's go for both.
I don't know. I don't really see what there is to praise, because he's already been...
The church... Well, Stig needs... There needs to be a church of Stig established.
There probably is one already somewhere on the internet.
And lo. Unto them he came. And from his helmet glinted the sun. And yet the Chevy still could not do a lap in under 2 minutes.
Anyway, but yeah, I wouldn't.
For it is written.
I wouldn't say worship the Stigness, because we already scared your mom with the Stig. She's like, oh.
Well, actually, it was fun. Because as a wedding gift, we got for novelty value from Earthart, we got a Stig bubble bath. I believe
it's either a bubble bath or a shampoo or a
shower gel, anyway. Whatever it is, it's just a big Stig figure.
You can take his head off, yeah.
You can pour out his life blood. You can sacrifice him and bathe in his putrescence. We've kind of got it in the bathroom, sort of sitting on the window ledge. But unfortunately, it's sort of right opposite the toilet. So anytime anyone goes to the toilet, there's little Stig standing there, judging them, which is quite fun. He's sort of staring at you.
It's even creepier at night with a light behind him. That you can just see the outline of it. But anyway, we should probably get through some more of these questions so we don't have some more of them for next week, wouldn't you say? Because you're all like, oh, these are great questions, but we should probably get them done.
DC says, holy shit, wedding gifts. Just for your knowledge, I haven't forgotten. I'm planning for January, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh dear, this could be interesting, to say the least, DC. We look forward to it. Look forward to it, as he cowers in fear.
What he's forgotten is it was January 2013.
2013.
Is what he should say.
Oh dear.
It'll be awesome, I'm sure it would.
As you say that through your teeth, I'll be looking forward to it. You'll be hiding in the corner wondering what the hell it is. So,
That's cool. T-Bird's still in, wondering what the heck is going on.
T-Bird,
worth it right there, T-Bird. Speaking of T-Bird, earlier in the day, I put up the first part of the Room 101 with T-Bird.
Oh, really?
Second part was already on there.
Nice.
But returning is episode 204, I believe.
Yeah, that's
really
old.
Way old.
Second season, baby.
Second season, yeah. As we approach the end of the fourth.
I know, we've been doing it for 4 years.
We?
Hey! I helped you with this crap, even though you made fun of me in your second episode. But nobody knows. Only a few people will remember that truth, that you decided to impersonate me as Cream and then make these ridiculous tapes about something. The echidna is on the train or something.
That wasn't anything to do with you at all.
Really?
No.
Really?
No, it wasn't.
A lot of the quotes that
what?
I
just... I think it came from a conversation we had and it generated the idea of me doing... It was you were kind of critical.
I was being critical because it wasn't just you. I gave you a critique of your first show, and you used several of the lines I used.
Can I get a word in edgeways?
No.
I'm finished.
Nor had I! And I was here first! Give me back my eraser.
No! Bastard. I'll give you back your eraser when you let me speak.
Alright.
There's a couple of people. Shush! Sit down!
Give me my eraser.
Sit down. Shush! Sit down. Be nice. There we go. Stop fussing. You gonna be good? Good. I was gonna say, a few people. I got a couple of emails from people who were just like, you know, you really need to be better than that. And it was like, well, I've already done, that was my first show. How on earth can you just slag me off for one show? It's like the first time I've done something like that.
Who used my lines? You used my lines.
Yes, I used it. Yes, but it was a nod and a wink to the fact that you'd said a couple of things.
Nobody else is going to know that except for us. Except for now, everybody knows because you just told them. But not even the specifics of what I just said. Yay.
Have your eraser back.
Maybe.
Have your little rubber back. There we go.
What?
Rubber.
Rubber. I like my eraser. It is a good eraser. Anyway, we should probably be powering through these questions because we're starting to lose.
Powering through the questions.
We are already
fine.
Through 1 hour and we actually have somebody coming up behind us, so guess what? It might be a good idea for us to get our shit together. And unless you want to do it.
Echo?
What?
All we have are these questions.
Really?
Yes. What, and there's not about, that many of them.
What about the, we got to
talk
about
awards.
X Factor, we got to talk about awards, we got to talk about whatever's going on right now. We got to do stuff. What? Get through the questions! There's probably a million and two.
What have you... Is this because you've just been sleeping all day? You've just got up and like, going, hey, do this, do that!
No, I just want to keep this train wreck rolling, that's all.
Keep this train wreck going, I see.
It's my job! That way I can do crazy things, because I still gotta feed my fish, do my dailies, and then play Sonic the Black Knight and train it in 4 hours. Or suck at it in 4 hours.
D says I'm all only hearing your radiogram in like 3 second bursts when I have to refresh the page. Working
well,
on it.
Well, that's probably because you're not listening to it through the.
Open it in Winamp or something, boy.
Yeah, open it in another sound program like. I can't think of it. Windows Media Player or Winamp, which is what I usually use for this.
I'm going to go through the archives and write up your past segments, writing up info and date when I started to end or whether that segment is on hiatus, says DC.
Says Blake.
I'm not sure what we've talked about.
I don't know what anybody's talking about, frankly, so...
Should I even be listening to this through Firefox? Is that insane? I wouldn't do it, no. DC, I wouldn't do it.
Probably even, I don't know if Windows Media Player works it, but I know Winamp does.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I don't need to do that.
Well, everyone's having their own little fun, not particularly interested in what's going on in the show, so...
No, of course not. That's just how it is.
Let's see...
It's the SSMB, the attention span of goldfish. What do you
expect? Indeed. Right, let's, there must be a request somewhere in the request thread. Listener requests. Let's see, Deep Core from Sonic Rush Adventure.
I don't think I ever got that far, mostly because of that last damn chaos.
We'll play that then, because, you know.
I'm never going to draw it.
Instead, the track before, After Throw Away, was Leading Lights. That was what I was trying to think of, by the way. So we got Deep Core.
Yep.
And what can we have after that? Let's take something from Zero Gravity. Oh, I know. I know what I want from that. That's Through Traffic, which is the awesomeness of awesome. We'll be back after these tracks. If you've got any questions for us, and get them in, and we will see you in a tick. Chaos Emerald has been found! Found Echo squirreled it away.
They always do.
Squirreling away stuff again.
No.
Causing trouble again.
Oh, shut your face.
Again.
Shut your face.
Mm-hmm. You'll hurt me dead. Oh,
yes.
Very, very nice of you. Hey, yes, Chaos Emerald found. Sweet. Yeah, I was a bit worried about it. I don't like things disappearing.
Especially things that you can't really ever replace, you know?
No. I know you like it a lot, so.
I used to sleep with it until it stabbed me in the back because I rolled over.
It stabbed you in the back?
Because I rolled
you
over.
You betrayed me, Chaos Emerald! You betrayed me!
The pointy side was up and
I ran off with my boyfriend.
I rolled over and sure enough it stabbed me right in the back.
Yeah.
That's
never
not
a particularly good thing.
So I no longer have the thing when I sleep, so it usually just gets to watch it while I sleep.
Of course, the benefit of this is now that all my meticulously packed Sonic merchandise is now sort of all over the place.
Yeah, I'll have to pack it back.
Sigh.
Shut up! I was looking for it and you didn't mind, so shut up. Besides, I found the Wii games, so now I get to play Wii games.
Do you not think that I perhaps have those Wii games down there anyway?
I know that you have a Winter Olympics game.
Yes,
us.
Because you just showed he was playing. For those of, we don't actually have a Wii.
No, we're borrowing.
I'm actually borrowing the community team Wii. Because nobody really
was using it.
Nah. Nobody's using it. So it's been on my desk. I don't think it's been used about a year.
Who's gonna miss it again?
No one.
Until Friday,
didn't have a Wiimote anyway, so. Because somebody stole it.
Next one.
Oh, by stole it, I mean they borrowed it from an event, and then it got mysteriously sort of put away into the cupboard with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't understand your fantastic eraser is covered in Mario stuff.
Listen, I couldn't get any other ones, and that was back when I was in Japan, and I don't care that it has Mario stuff on it, because it's still an eraser, and it needs this, otherwise it's going to break apart.
Do.
And even though it's the heathen religion, I will go beyond that.
Let's steal the Wii. I've borrowed the Wii, and it's my Wii anyway.
Practically.
I do the Wii games, so who do you think uses it? Me! I somehow don't think that Martin's going to be looking for a Wii for to play Bayonetta on, or Aliens vs. Predator.
Why?
I somehow don't think he's going to be looking for one of those.
Why do you figure?
Well, apart from the obvious.
What's the obvious?
Nothing's obvious. Ever.
Well. Unless, of course, they're not actually on.
Indeed. Which is the case. I don't think Voltig likes the show.
Well, then they should tune out. Jesus Christ. Nobody even is...
If they don't like the show, then go away.
This is the problem. If you're not going to like it, then piss off. I'm sorry. Take Razor's attitude. Piss off. I'm not here to like you either, so we're doing our job. Or whatever we do.
Like
to listen to Sven blather on, go for Sven.
Which you will get another chance to later on.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's see.
Don't get me wrong, he's a funny guy, but he blathers on a bit.
But that's him, and we love him for that.
Sort of. Sometimes we do, sometimes we like him a little bit less. But
no, Sven is Sven. Sven is win.
Sven wants to
Sven is win, he's just a certain level of win.
He's his own.
Rory's...
Yeah, I know. He's his own thing there.
Yeah, I don't have any competition, so if you're waiting for competitions, sorry.
Well, wait, yes we do, you gooberhead brain monkey.
No, they offer things for a prize.
Oh, we don't have any prizes.
No, we don't have any prizes.
Sorry. We're not that cool.
No, not at the moment.
No, we usually don't do that kind of thing, although we do have a contest running, but that's kind of just for Sonic Rex, really, and since, you know, other people are listening, maybe they'd be vaguely interested. Yeah.
Hedgy Lightning, who has 19 hours left, what, to live?
Oh.
Okay, okay, what are your thoughts on fan characters? I think Hedgy... Did we answer that last week, or did we put that one off?
I think you put it off.
Okay.
Knowing your luck, you put it off. Because
my luck? Damn, we can't get out of this question. What are your thoughts on fan characters? And I think I asked what in what sense.
No, I think in just any general, obvious sense.
It's fine.
I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree. If you're going to say fine, then I'm just going to turn around and say... Even I really don't even like my own fan character that much. I just kind of use her for my own personal ends and just chill with it, but... There's just so many of them that at some point...
It depends on how seriously you take your fan character.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter how serious. It's just like, you know, everybody gets all flustered because there's umpteen bajillion real canon Sonic characters, which most Sonic people can understand, but other people just kind of look in and wonder.
Mm.
But then, you know, Shadow probably has 8 million brothers and 3 million sisters and... umpteen boyfriends and girlfriends and this and that, and it gets to a point where it's like, yeah, that's probably...
It was pretty crazy up on the arc, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody was related, frankly, but anyway.
Everyone was related.
So,
Maria had an appointment book, let's put it that way.
Holy crap.
Hey, if she's dying, she's got to make up for lost time.
Nice. I don't think she really... I think the idea was they were trying to keep her alive, not get her to have some jungle boogie.
So it's fine, just depends on how, you know.
Yeah.
Are they giving away t-shirts yet? No, we don't have any prizes.
We'll tell you this now, we should have announced this.
There are no prizes for me.
See, the only reason why they're listening is so they can get something out of it, which is a shame.
Oh, so they should get entertainment out of it, which is why we're here.
Well, they should be entertained, but we don't have any prizes for them, so there's no point in them listening right now. They can tune out for another 40 minutes.
Speaking of doing stuff, you doing,
a sketch of the day.
Sketch of the week. We haven't had a chance to, scan in the other one yet. One.
I think it's crap, so, but you're gonna make me scan it in anyway.
Yeah,
it's just
a bit of fluff.
It's just there.
It's funny.
You think it's funny, which is good considering I think it's just eh. But it's a sketch, it's kind of crap, but it's just there. So what am I supposed to be drawing? And I need some legitimate canon characters, something I can draw.
Yeah.
just something I can honestly draw. And if it's Big the Cat, I can't do it because I can't draw Big the Cat for the life.
Raggy!
No.
Echo!
No.
Why don't you draw me?
Because I can't.
Draw me in Froggy.
No.
Would you like a certain position?
I don't think Froggy would like that very much.
Froggy likes to be. Don't you, Froggy?
And he's
not gone. More! Kinshiri says metal big.
Oh my god, in heaven, no, I refuse point blank. I couldn't do it.
Metal Big has appeared in Sonic Rex.
Has it?
Metal Big has appeared in Sonic Rex.
Oh god.
It's the one that where they're of the big party where they're all hung over and Eggman's like, "What have I done? Oh, what was I doing last night? I can't remember anything. I hope I haven't done anything stupid." And there's he's made Metal Big.
Nice.
All fishing data has been copied.
I think I do remember that now. But no, I just...
Raggy.
No, I mean, we've done the Metalware Sonic thing, and I mean, you can put up a link to that, because I'm sure there's plenty of people who haven't seen that. And I haven't put up the other one, mostly because I just haven't gotten around to it for some reason. And, of course, you know, we can... Anything...
What else have we got? Everyone says we do metal every 5 minutes. Hang on.
Metal is just the thing, baby. Oh yeah. Big the cat.
Big the cat. Metal Blaze.
Metal Blaze.
Chip.
Chip.
Have a froggy over there. Disco Ponies can cook and listen to the show. Smiley face, which is also good. Metal Big. Where's Scourge?
Where's Scourge? I've seen that one done, but I'm not going to say how I know that.
Because you look for it.
Shut up.
You look for where's Scourge. Draw Antoine. Cheese fighting Chip.
Wow.
Shadow Fox so
you're
raw.
You're lucky I can draw Chow, that's for sure.
Strong Bear says Rota. I think under the circumstances...
I don't know who Rota is.
Rota's the walrus who may or may not be gay.
Oh, that order.
Rota, which is, you know, big, massive news, of course.
Oh,
you
why is he gay now? What?
Wait a minute. Well, he's not. Oh. He's like, they set it up for him to be gay, but they didn't write him as gay, so he's not gay, so it doesn't matter, really.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know.
It's a complete non-news event.
Oh.
That only somebody with, you know, too much time on their hands would cover.
I see.
That's an inflammatory drawing there, Echo.
What?
Who else we got? Chip and Tails fighting. Draw Antoine with his sword. Chris Thorndike, dead. Super Dark Spine. Super Dark Spine Wear Metal Sonic.
What the fuck? Again, no fan characters. I can't do all your freaking.
Metal Shadow N64 demands a stick figure.
A stick figure?
I'll tell you what, Miss McCookies, I was actually thinking that.
What? What did she
say? Where Chris Thorndike? Where Chris Thorndike? Oh dear, oh dear.
Why anyone would want it.
Jay still says Sonic and Cohen, wow, and that's why I'm going to close his PM window. I agree with Cheese Fighting Chip, says Shadow Chan. Where Amy, says
Nemaine.
Jay says, no, I love you. Tough, I'm married to this one. Strongbow says, who's AUK's guest? Fail again.
Guest!
Damn it, John!
Oh, God. Cast. Holy shit.
SDK corrects the Strong Bad and who it is, and the Strong Bad responses are so good. SDK says you draw Echo Hawk.
I haven't drawn
Pico Biggs is big riding super froggy.
Okay. I can draw sort of big, but not
big. Ataru Morobushi says metal ice cream salesman from Sonic Unleashed. Oh, yes! That's awesome. That's an awesome suggestion.
You all, I swear, I don't know.
Iceman says your wife's a Sonic fan too, so I think you've won the entire universe.
Say what?
Your wife is a Sonic fan too, sir. I think you have won the entire universe. That's the only reason I did the site, was so I can get some women. That's all.
Seriously, he got a job and some tail from it, so he seriously. But no.
You don't have two tails, though.
No, I don't have two.
She's not a furry.
What?
She's not a furry, I said.
I'm not a tails furry, that's for sure.
That's best feel.
That's true.
To feed you.
I wouldn't be surprised if this tailbone split in two, just for that purpose.
Miss Cookie says Super Chris Thorndike. Oh, we've got Super Metal Dark Spins Hyper Excalibur Dark Froggy. Another one for a stick figure.
Stick figure? Really? Everybody wants a stick figure?
Ray Dante is still complaining that I don't even offer my guests to the tea.
Never?
I'm not offering you tea, apparently.
And a cupcake?
Yeah.
I don't really drink tea.
Can I offer you 12,000 feet?
What?
Can I offer you love?
No.
Can I offer you devotion?
No.
What the hell are we married then, bitch?
Oh, you're so delightful.
There's a seconded metal ice cream salesman from Sonic Gunley.
Oh my god, you people need to make up your minds and pick up
Satan. Satan Tails versus Sega Tails, Gumballs, Knuckles punching Eggman in the pingers. Satan Robotnik or Grounder / Scratch Gumball Brigade. Draw the Sonic Ice Cream.
This could take a while.
I'm gonna go for cheese versus chip.
You like cheese?
I vote for cheese versus chip. As much as I really love the idea of metal ice cream salesman.
Oh, God.
Man.
Not that
metal ice cream.
So I have to do chip versus...
Chip versus cheese. Guys, did you want to choose a theme for this fight? For extra stuff.
What do you mean theme? What the hell theme?
Something to do with the fight. Well, people keep mentioning snow, so you've got to have them having some kind of war in the snow. There we go. So it's chip versus cheese with a snow type scene.
Yeah, that's gonna be easy on white paper. It's white paper. I'll have to think about it. That's going to be harder than it sounds. Mostly because I'd have to fuss about Chip's face because I'd like to get it.
Pika Pika's in space. I'm not sure if that's like snow in space. That would be kind of...
Well, considering we've already got...
We're going to have a snowball fight in space.
Yeah, probably.
Sonic doing the Mario Foxboy mix says... SDK says, where's Scratch? Oh my god.
There's
some really weird suggestions. Jace is, but she's married to WoW, which means you're technically still single, which is why I'm always single, even when I have a girlfriend. Okay, whatever. Rapping battle of Nux versus Vector. Nux doesn't rap. He's just got a singing group. Oh, actually, no. You're damn right, Knuckles.
What, you forgot about that?
Well, it's not really him. It's not him, is it? It's not him, is it?
Knuckles is your guy, and you didn't know he kind of has that.
I didn't associate it as Knuckles, but of course there is that element where there is the conversation. But then again, the same person, Sonic. So I don't think it's really much the same thing.
Apparently, Sonic can rap too.
For those of you who have an iPhone. Apparently the application that's been found works.
Okay. I don't know. I'm getting lost. We have have 30 minutes left. You have decided on Chip versus Cheese in the snow. And we still have questions to go through.
We do.
Well, why don't you start powering through them, because we're losing time fast.
Fine. What?
Nothing.
You can't go back there.
Mother-la.
Silence!
I'm making my Christmas
Silence.
List.
Making your Christmas list. Are you seriously making your Christmas list, Echo Hawk?
Sort of.
Sort of.
I'm not very good at Christmas lists. I hate being selfish and then wanting something.
Was it a
big.
Boxing Day list?
A what? No Boxing Day. Who celebrates that?
We don't sort of celebrate it. We just all have it off.
Oh, no. We have it off. You don't really celebrate it. Cool.
No. Really.
Have a day of celebration, but you don't actually celebrate.
Back to Mega Scarlet Van's ones. Do you think that Project Needle Mouse will be the end of attempts to put epic storylines in Sonic games as they try to return to classic gameplay? Well, actually, you don't know what it is at all yet, really, so I cannot really comment on that because we don't know what it is!
Stop making assumptions.
Indeed, Luster, don't make any assumptions yet. Last one, in brackets, I promise. Do you think Eggman is still a viable threat as a villain on his own, or will he keep having to make ill-advised attempts to either control and ally with ancient demigods? I will say this, okay, in regards to the Doctor. I have had meetings about the Doctor where I've just sort of put over how, you know, we want him to be the main bad guy again. And enough of this Monster of the Week nonsense. It's been forwarded on, basically, and there is a sort of a need to make him slightly more viable as a villain. But if nothing comes from that, we'll never know. Well, we will know, but if not, any notice is taken of what I've said, but we'll see. Yeah, the Monster of the Week thing, it has been fed back on with me going, you know, knock it off. Knock it off and make Eggman the main bad guy.
I'm going to have to look at some.
Blake Draco wants to know my Christmas list as well.
Yeah, everybody wants to know your Christmas list, including your dad, which I just told him I have no farking clue, so...
Did you actually say that?
No, I just said I have no
idea.
Oh,
it's a pity, that would have confused
you. You would have watched
me. Use the hell out of them.
I just basically said I have no idea, frankly, so that's just, yeah. I have no idea what you want, I honestly don't have an idea of what you want, but I know I'm one of those people who goes out shopping and sees something and goes, oh, that's something they would want. End of story.
And this brings us to our next award, which is the Life Through a Lens Award, which is the award given to the person who spent as much of their life as possible in front of or behind a camera, filming every single thing possible in their life. And the winner is... Darkspeeds! Who else could it be?
Yeah, who else spends that much
time? Darkspeeds, who filmed pretty much everything at SOS 09.
I didn't get in on it. No, wait, I didn't really want to be.
You didn't want to get on it, so you hid!
I hid in the crow's nest, and I still got an umpteen bajillion pictures by default because they took pictures of the banner and of Adam and of other people up in the crow's nest.
Mm-hmm. And people could see you on the stream on points as well, didn't they?
Yeah, people were able
Who's
to
the home. Girl?
Who's the chick who's staring at us on the cam?
There's somebody looking at me!
That was one morning that I woke up and stuck it on you. I'm not a zombie. I don't look like a zombie.
Where have you gotten that from?
You said zombie!
No, I didn't.
Yes, you just...
who's looking at us?
It's a zombie.
I didn't say zombie.
You said zombie. We will look back on this recording and you will have realized, oh shit, I said zombie.
Guys in the chat room, did I say in that last bit, did I say the word zombie?
Did she say zombie?
Did I say zombie? Okay.
They probably weren't paying attention, to be honest.
Yeah. Seriously, did I say zombie? I'm pretty certain I did not.
The chat room has officially gone silent.
Scrumbot says, where's my money?
Good for him.
Where's my money? Huh? Where's my money? Where's my money, Strongbad? Is anything in the pipeline for the House of Dead series, or has it ended? No, it's not ended.
It hasn't really begun either.
it's only just begun. There's nothing planned at the moment for the House of Dead franchise.
So
to my knowledge.
Talking about.
Everyone's trying to convince me I said pie, and I don't believe I did.
See, you said zombie. You said zombie. You can look back later. You said zombie. You called me a zombie. You're mean face. Mean face. Yes, you did. Don't give me that shake your head and say very quietly so nobody can hear you on the mic. No, I didn't, because you did. You so totally did.
This is a falcon punch, strong bad.
But yes, I was on an SOS, so you gave the award for the...
I've worn the hat several times, people. I've worn T-Bird's hat several times.
I have yet to wear the hat.
You're yet to wear the hat? How have you managed that?
You didn't bring it. He said it was sleeping at home, remember? And then...
That was a T-fail, then, in that case. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he left it at home when he visited London, and we had lunch with him, or whatever we did.
We had high tea, or whatever it was, I don't know.
Some pizza place, or whatever the hell it was.
Taliki's doing the impression of Dreadnought singing, I think.
Is that really hard to pull off? I hate to tell you. He's not one since.
The strong bad retaliated to my falcon punch with a falcon knee, so I retaliated with a falcon baseball bat.
Falcon, which is equivalent to, yeah, I'm confused really.
Falcon branch.
You're not gonna get through the question.
Oh, shush up.
You're not gonna get through the question.
Okay, did you know that Disney has actually portrayed 4 fox hunts?
Did you know?
To be specific, 3 English hunts, the Fox Hunt, Donald, the Fox Hunt, Oswald and Muck Rabbit, and Mary Poppins, and 1 American hunt, the Fox and the Hound. There are 2 specific hunts in Fox and the Hound.
Yes. Did you know?
I think he's doing these... Blake has to put stuff in the Did You Know column.
Pretty much.
Echo, did you know that Fawkes from Harry Potter is named after Guy Fawkes?
Does it really matter? And is that really true? What, is it true?
It wouldn't surprise me, frankly.
How wouldn't that surprise you? He's a phoenix.
Phoenix, fire, flame, boom, explosions.
Oh, you mean the guy that...
Guy Fawkes, yes.
The 5th of November,
yes.
Guy. I don't know. That doesn't put 2 and 2 together for me. I'll believe it when J.K. Rowling says, yeah, that's what we did.
Should the VC release of Sonic and Knuckles have lock-on technology?
What? VC release?
So the Virtual Console release.
Oh, lock-on technology? Hell no! Well, that would be the... What's the point, then? That's the classic. You don't want lock-on technology. What the hell?
No, he means if you've got Sonic 1, make Sonic and... Sonic and 1 and Knuckles, or Sonic 2 and Knuckles.
Oh, that lock-on!
And Blue Sphere, yeah, that.
I guess. I don't know. That wouldn't really make sense for a virtual console, but go for it,
maybe? Basically mirroring...
Well, it's both. Yeah, you're right. Anyway. I don't know how you'd pull it off, but whatever, sure, go for it.
Echo, will you be performing in the Rex Factor?
I don't know yet. Mostly because, A, I don't know.
You don't know because A, you don't know.
Shut up. I don't know. Because
have a seat. There we go.
I thought last time it was because I didn't have a partner to sing with, and then I had surgery on my mouth for umpteen years, and then somebody even asked if we were going to do an
entry
together.
Then you were attacked by a tiger.
No, tigers.
And lions, and bears.
No. Maybe a bear, but...
And a cobra.
No, I do the cobra. There's a difference. But anyway. But, I don't know. I just honestly don't know. I could give you reasons. Stop blowing at my hair.
It was kind of attached to my face.
Yeah. It's your beard.
Zombie.
I'm not a zombie. You're a zombie. Anyway, next question. I don't know.
AEK, if another Knights game is on the horizon, we do another show of Trippy and Digi.
We do another show with them anyway.
Yeah.
Although they're trying to muscle in Knights into, Sega All-Stars Racing.
Will they be successful? Is Knights in there? We'll have to wait and see.
They're probably not going to do much, though, I hate to say it, besides cause headaches.
I did hear that they were going to make that big push again, which, you know, is good.
Good for them
good
and
for
their
them.
Collective effort, but it's just going to make somebody
I'm just
going to,
yeah. dear. I wish another Knights game was on the horizon. I like working on Knights Bambos. If Sega is all from Teleco, if Sega was to include some members of the Sonic fanbase as members of the cast, who should be involved?
There's 10 million of you. And then
wish there was.
There's a lot. There's several million, thousand, billion, trillion of them. I couldn't pick just a few.
Which members of the Sonic fan base as a cast, who should be involved? Well, let's see. There should be... Thelonious J. Byrd, who is a well-known judge and aristocrat.
Jaber? Okay.
Yeah. Thelonious J. L. Byrd. See what I've done there. He's unusually quick and clever for me. There we go.
I see. Except I don't see, but I'm sure it's something clever that I'll have to...
J. L. Byrd?
Oh, J. L. Byrd. Okay.
Yeah, I did the chain. I'm going to do something with it.
Oh dear.
Scott's son should be in. Courtney should be in. Scott's son from Retro. Sorry, guys. Obviously, Sven Dodo Jocelyn. Should be in.
Oh dear.
Is
Roros his sidekick?
No, Rory would have to be a squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yes. Rory Black would have to be a squirrel with allergies. It'd be Ray the Squirrel's younger brother.
I see. Oh dear, Ray the Squirrel coming back. The whole world's coming to an end.
Roy Raccoon would have to be, I don't know.
A badger.
I can see Roy Raccoon as a sort of a slightly grumpy badger. I know you're listening, Anna, but actually, that would be awesome. As the badger just bemoans everything and sits Sonic down and then has a big massive debate with Sonic about the benefits of stuff.
Yep.
Thank you, Miss Countdown.
I gotta keep you in touch there.
Keep me in touch. My legs actually start to go numb, so I'm gonna have to. Yeah.
Why can't I sit on your face?
Excuse me. Just what the hell is Vector doing in Boozman shorts? I think that's a gratuitous rumour. He's doing whatever he likes.
Vector.
Following from the above, should you do the voice of Vector in Sonic shorts?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so out of practice with Vector.
No, you're not. You just have to say, where's the computer?
Find the computer room!
And you're back.
There we go. It's almost like he never left.
See?
Yeah. Espio, what are you doing? Someone punch the bee in the face. And it's time for another award, because we might as well. It's the Dead and Loving It Award. And we have several nominations for this. The nominations are Sonic Cage Dome, Green Hill Zone, Sonic Stadium Server, April 2009, Sonic Stadium Server, May 2009, Sonic Stadium Server, June 2009, Sonic Stadium Server, August 2009, and Sonic Stadium Server, oh, I missed one, February 2009, there we go. And the winner is... Anyone who continues to email me asking when there'll be new details about Project Bloody Needle Mouse.
What?
I said anyone who continues to emailing me asking when there'll be new details about Project Needle Mouse.
I see.
People can announce games and then do nothing at all about them for a very long time. Just because you want to know something about it doesn't mean it is going to suddenly do something.
So, that's the winner of Dead and Loving It?
Hell yeah. God's sake.
I know.
The
I know.
The implication being that they'll be dead! Okay, seriously, you know, going, any time we do is any kind of release now, for any kind of trailer, if it's like, don't care what new the mouth. Pathetic, in a way.
Well, that's an awful...
Their stuff will appear when it appears. I'm not going to hurry, I'm not going to make it hurry up.
You can't really do that, because rushed games suck anyway.
Stuff will appear when it appears. You have to just be patient and look at all the fantastic stuff that's coming your way with All-Star Racing. There we go. Sorry, it's just getting a bit out of hand now, the amount of freaking stuff. Whoop whoop indeed. Spinus is one of the Rex Factor judges going to be the Hat. Actually, the Hat is the special guest judge.
Thank you. So
checking down
Who's on in 10 minutes?
Jay's on in 10 minutes or so. Actually, what would VJ be? What would VJ and Earthheart be? As a animal. I know he'd say VJ's a fox, but with his fantastic hat. Which he stole off Robin Hood. What would you say? I don't see him as that myself. I can see Earthheart as a sort of an owl. Smoke!
Yeah, dear. That's from last week.
From last week, yes.
Yeah.
Earthheart's a sort of a blustery owl. But sort of a very frustrated owl that eventually just turns and snaps and starts attacking people.
Oh, dear. Because he can't get any proper sleep during the day. Earthheart.
Just because he's a fish. Veege's a fish.
Veege's a fish. Veege's a fish. Earthheart would snap at any mention of the word Tesco.
What do you think, Veege?
Veege's a fish.
Jumps out of the wall, jumps to the pitch. I think.
Comes back.
I was like, can't breathe!
You're...
I'd say that I say Vija would not be a fish or a fox. I say he's going to be a sassy octopus.
A sassy octopus,
yeah. Which has a sheriff's badge and two guns in the holster. He's a sassy cowboy octopus. Yeah.
Yeah, you do that.
Damn straight. That's good. That's what we're gonna have. Sassy octopus for Vija. Hey Lightning says, is Knights male or female? Knights is
ambiguous.
Exactly. Knights can. If you're male, then to you Knights is male. If you're female, then to you Knights is female. Basically, Knights takes on sort of personality traits of the people that he/she dualizes with. So. I mean, people is referred to as his because the default in those situations is to refer into it in male tense. But in actuality, Knights is neither male nor female. But at the same time, Knights could be both.
Don't think about it too deep, is what I say.
An octopus with guns. People like Vija the sassy octopus. It'll be in the next Emerald Coast, I guarantee it. Sherry Fox of Four says, on a second special note to that, is there anywhere I can find a full run through all the stories of the House of the Dead for special edition, because it's bugging me that I know nothing about.
Wiki YouTube.
I don't have anything in the archive discs to my knowledge. Sorry, nothing I can do. I'll try and look it up for you if I could, because I've got some archive discs of Sega somewhere. So, you're right there.
You're sniffy. Mm-hmm.
You're several other things as well. Beanux says Knights is a girl in my mind, though, but I'm a guy. Well, there
See,
we go.
He's
Doesn't
a
matter.
Dude to me, and I'm a chick. So.
Doesn't matter. That's the thing. It's whatever you want to be.
He's a dude to me. Oh,
yeah. The man's put that very, very nicely. I think Knights is whatever gender the dreamer wants it to be, which would
Well, considering it's not a normal organic life form, it probably would
Knights isn't a sassy octopus, though.
No.
I want Sega to do a game of a sassy octopus now.
Mm-hmm. You pitch that.
Vija the sassy octopus! Yeah!
It's a peanut butter
Vija
time.
Peanut butter calamari time!
Oh, dear. That would be an interesting mix.
Vija calamari time! Vija calamari time! Voltic's always viewed Knight as a lady. I think the main statement of the day, I think. Shadowfox was a tried and failed. If anyone's got any sort of in-depth info on House of Dead 4 Special Edition, let Shadowfox 04 know what you know. What's up with you? Why are you hitting my chair? You don't know. I will have to retaliate in a second.
I'm sure you will. No! Stop it!
There we go. Anyway. Let's see. Any more questions? Yes. Anigo Vantos says, okay, if Sega asked you to pick one artist that hasn't done a Sonic song before to do a cover on Believe Myself, who would you pick? That's a good question. I'd actually like to ask that of you, because I can't really think of one.
What?
An artist to do a Sonic song who hasn't done one before.
An artist?
A musician.
Okay. I'm just thinking of, like, all the big name artists and random things, like, get Britney Spears and the NSYNC and the...
Britney Spears, your new version of Amy's theme.
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious. It'd be like... Unfortunately, can't ask Michael Jackson to do one, but that would be interesting too. Could probably do an impersonator or somebody like that. Elvis impersonators, too.
Get Elvis to do,
you know, cover
hog a necking or something, I don't know.
I don't know. That'd be interesting. Get a whole, like, all-stars, pop stars tribute group. Like, you know how they did the songs from...
Here's an idea for somebody for Rex Factor, incidentally, is to sing My Sweet Passion to the tune of Toxic.
Holy shit. That'd be awesome. That would be an honor.
I'm challenging someone to do that. You'll get an extra point from me if you do it.
No, but if, like, you know... Because I'm thinking of, like, they took all the big bands for the Christmas... This is Christmas, whatever it was. Return of, you know... What is it called? I can't think of the CD now. You know what it's called. When they did the CD that you listen to a lot. That This Is Christmas. Making Christmas.
Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, when they remix that.
Yeah, the Nightmare Revisited one, yeah.
Yeah, get Korn in there.
Get Korn to do it.
Get Korn to do it. That'd be so awesome and crazy. Oh, man.
Get Korn to cover Believe in Myself.
Oh, God. That would be
cool. When I'm alone in my chair, I just go about wishing.
I don't know. That could work.
Could be cold. Let me trust you to lie.
I'm gonna be crazy.
And Tosuka understands the feelings of a Persian cat.
Questions, we're running out of time.
Right. Damn it, John. Don't snipe off my guests. Huh? Alright, we've only got a few minutes left. So we've got just enough time for one more little track before we hand off to the next...
You didn't finish the... Ow! Questions. See, he hits me. Stop hitting me.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
You're not good at that.
No.
You're rubbish at it, to be honest. Yeah, you're sleeping on the floor tonight. He could try to tickle me into submission, but it's not gonna happen. Because I'm going to make him miserable.
Stop. Leave me alone, woman.
Well, you're the one picking at me. You're being
Yeah, maybe because you're being mouthy.
Mouthy? Oh, shit, son, man.
Right, we're ending this. Uh-huh. There's trouble.
Trouble? The only trouble in this room...
Trouble? The old UK place.
Yeah, the only trouble here is you. I'm the cool one.
You're the cool one.
Yeah, you totally, like, rebound off
I
of my
see.
Awesome.
Anyway, right. Next up is Paraphernalia Radio. An hour of them. Followed by an album of that man. It's Slingerland. And then from 11 p.m. till 12 a.m. we have Dark Noise or Jay again. And to round everything up at midnight. Yes, they're going to both turn into pumpkins, but never mind. We have the Sonic Hour Spend-Off. They actually took my idea. That's quite fun. I just suggested it should be called the Spend-Off instead of the Send-Off.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave you with one little nice little track to end with, which will be, I don't know, let's have something from Sonic 2, because we had Sonic 2 earlier. A little bit of Sonic 2. Let's have Metropolis Zone. A couple of minutes of that. But thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week. Incidentally, keep getting your Rex Factor entries in. Also, please, I know it's like writing lyrics. For some reason, you just means, you know, I must write a spoof song. You can write a serious song.
Spoofing.
Just spoofing the lyrics. I've got a terrible feeling everyone's going to do spoof songs, and I don't want that.
You're going to dock people for doing spoofs all the time?
If it gets too much, I'll just put a stop on it and say, well, no more spoofs.
Alright.
So please, you might well get more generosity from the judges if people are doing all spoofs all the time if you do a serious song, okay, with serious lyrics.
Seriously. Just yeah. A regular,
come on,
honest
you can
song.
Do it.
It's not that hard.
Turbo Blake says that I thought sniping was his job.
Turbo Blake?
Turbo Blake.
Are they starting to merge?
Turbo Blake.
Turbo Blake?
No, it's like it's northern. It's like it's T apostrophe Blake. Yeah. To Blake. It's Blake.
It's
Blake. Either that or he's Vulcan. One of the two. Right, so we've got that coming up. So keep those coming in. I'm on a holiday this week again. Got to take another week off. So I'm going to be relaxing and going to a doctor's maybe.
Getting out more.
And I can't really afford to go anywhere, sweetheart. Sorry. Yeah, that's it. Just blame me.
You are the only one responsible for this stuff.
And yet you're equally responsible for spending it all.
It all.
We had a massive wedding.
We did not have a massive wedding. We hit the bare minimum. Quite literally.
Okay, there's going to be a long freaking argument in a minute, I think. Right. I've been at 100k. Sheep and Echo Hawk. Yeah. Why do I even let you do that bit?
Just
look, you complain when it's, you complain when you don't get it, and then when you... You complain when you don't get it, and then when I ask you, it's just like, meh.
Just finish it up.
Yeah, finish indeed. And this has been Radio Redux. Bye for now.